stop what you're doing. Here is another world-famous prank call from Darren Wackhead Simpson.
Yes.
Exclusive to KFM Mornings.
All right, so this poor guy has made the fatal mistake of going to buy his wife boots.
Okay.
For her birthday.
All right.
Why do I say it's a fatal mistake? I say, guys, as much as we might like this stuff, unless she said those are the boots she wants, we never pick the right thing.
Yeah, some men truly terrible, terrible taste.
We can't pick your underwear and we can't pick your shoes.
It's a risky move.
Those are the two things guys should never be buying. And you know what? And this is the... So he goes to the shop to go buy his wife some boots, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then he says, look, can I change them if she doesn't like them?
Mm-hmm.
And they say, yo, you know, it's boots. They mustn't be worn and what. And it's a bit of a process with boots, right? So he says, listen, just make sure you come back in like the next day.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And he waited a bit too long because obviously the birthday wasn't the next day.
Mm.
So it's gone on now for just over a week.
Okay.
And he wants to return the boots.
That should be a fairly straightforward mission.
Should be in any normal situation until I get on the phone.
Of course.
Who are you in this scenario?
I work at the shop.
Oh, no.
Poor guy.
Okay. Let's see where this goes. And also, this guy, you can see when I call him, this guy's like, he's at the end. He's down. He's like, you know, he's ready to give up on life, to be honest.
Oh, shame. He tried to do a nice thing. It didn't work out. And here you are, Darren Simpson, in the mix.
That's right. Here we go.
The lady was very adamant that she clearly told him that he must return the boots the very next day should I not like it or there was any problem with it. So, yeah. Been two weeks now.
And you said they were old fashioned.
Yeah, it's just not my style. I don't like them at all.
Okay, and
it's a size too big though.
Hi, Jock, it's Cyril here from How are you?
What are you, man?
I'm good. Listen, I'm handling this matter now about these boots.
Yeah.
Look, you were told that if they were exchanged the next day.
Yeah, apparently, I was told that I can bring the boots back. I wasn't told I can bring it or I need to bring it back in 7 days.
The fact that you bought her the wrong size is suspicious already.
No. What?
And this was boots that were on sale?
That was on sale, yeah.
Well, what birthday is this for your wife?
It's her birthday.
You bought her a gift that was on sale.
Oh,
shame.
It's a boot that I thought you might like. I mean, if it wasn't on sale, I would have purchased it in any case. I mean, it's $1,200, so, I mean...
Look, I don't want to judge you, but, I mean, when I love someone, I don't buy them sale goods.
Yeah.
It's a judgment.
Yeah. You know. Cyril?
Yes.
Okay, so in any case. So, I mean, I'm not a booster. I'm a guy with integrity. I mean, if they told me you need
integrity.
To return it 7 days, I would have returned it.
Jack, let's just be honest here, my friend. You say integrity. As far as I'm concerned, integrity in the dictionary doesn't mean you buy your girlfriend goods that are on sale for her birthday.
My girlfriend's my wife.
Oh, for
listen,
your.
Listen, I like the boot. Listen, who are you? Are you what? Are you the CEO or what?
I am what I like to call myself, the chief in charge. So you would like the boots exchanged?
Oh, well, I would prefer that, yes. Otherwise, I'm sitting with something that nobody's going to use it. Give it to the church or something.
You know, it's also not a good thing to give the church stuff you bought on sale, eh?
Is it?
As the saying goes, these boots were made for walking.
Mm.
And that's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you.
Yeah.
Mm.
I don't know.
Aww.
I can't believe it. It's probably work at Simpson.
Jacques.
I can't f***ing believe it. Can't believe it.
And it sounds like this is one of those days where you've just actually given up.
I did.
I did.
A defeated man.
How do you get the size wrong?
Oh, man. I mean, yes, the style we can forgive, but...
How do you not know how big my foot is, man?
But that's why I say, guys, women love shoes, don't they?
But we've got
particular
taste, yeah.
Exactly. Every time I've tried to buy my wife shoes, she's never worn them. She's never liked them. Always gone back for a change.
Mm-hmm. Stop wasting your time, you know?
I always get it wrong. Guys, buy something else. No boots, no underwear.